The Holy Spirit enabled the apostles to perform many miracles and to heal the sick as Jesus had done. The believers were highly regarded by the people. They met together every day in the temple at Solomon's Colonnade to worship God and to listen to the teaching of the apostles. More and more people in Jerusalem came to believe in the Lord and joined the group. Crowds came also from the towns round about, bringing with them those who suffered from every kind of illness, and they were all healed. People brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. But the apostles' popularity and success with the people aroused the jealousy and anger of the high priest and the Jewish authorities, who arrested them and put them in the public jail. But during the night an angel of the Lord came and opened the prison doors and brought them out, saying, "Go and stand in the temple courts and tell the people all about this new life." So at daybreak they entered the temple precincts as they had been told and began to teach the people. That morning the high priest and his colleagues summoned all the leaders of Israel for a meeting of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council, and then sent orders to the prison to have the apostles brought before them. But when the officials came to the prison, they did not find them there. So they went back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, with the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." On hearing this, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were very puzzled and wondered what had happened. Then someone came and said, "Look, the men you put in prison are standing in the temple courts teaching the people." So the captain went off with his men and brought the apostles back. But they did not use force because they were afraid that the people might stone them. When the apostles came before the Sanhedrin, they were questioned by the high priest. "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name," he said to them. "Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you want to make us responsible for this man's death." Peter replied, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus from the dead, after you had killed him by nailing him to a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, the chief priests and elders were furious and wanted to put the apostles to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the apostles be taken out. Then he said to the council, "Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do." He reminded them of what had happened on two occasions when there had been an uprising in Israel. In both cases, the rebellion had come to nothing, as the leader had been killed and his followers dispersed. "Therefore," he continued, "in the present case I advise you to leave these men alone. Let them go, because if this is a man-made thing, it will fail. But if it is from God, you could find yourselves fighting against God." The members of the council followed Gamaliel's good advice. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been accounted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of Jesus. And every day in the temple courts and in people's homes, they continued to preach the good news about Jesus, the Messiah. Next episode, Stephen, the first martyr.